last few weeks we've been talking about where there is a defect in the merchandise. Right, so tonight, I want to go to a new topic where the price is okay, the item is not defective, but there's another reason why the person wants to give it, get his money back. This case is from Mishpatei HaTorah. I'm going to follow what he says most of the time, but at the end we'll see. We'll disagree with him in a couple of areas. So the case is like this. If you got the email, Reuven ordered from the store, from the makolet, a case of soda, and he wanted diet soda, but they delivered regular soda, and he wants his money back. He wants his money back or to exchange it, and the owner of the store says, "You didn't specify you wanted diet soda. So I gave you good merchandise. There's nothing wrong with it. The price is right. And I'm not going to give you an exchange." Why doesn't he want to give an exchange? So that's a kasha on a mice. Maybe he doesn't maybe he doesn't want to have to bother with it. Huh? Doesn't want to bother. Right, because that's part of the shaila. Okay, so right, so that would be, if that lach would be that he has to, it's a mekhaf toh, so then we learned that the tircha is on the seller. So he doesn't want to come to your house and pick up your regular Coke and give you a diet Coke. Right? So it's a matter of tircha, or maybe the price, he got a good deal on the diet Coke, so he doesn't want to give it up now. So cheap, he had to spend more for it. Whatever the reason is, that's the kasha on the maisa. But the shaila is that Reuven, who purchased the sodas without specification, was hoping to get diet Coke, and we'll see why he was hoping. I mean, there could be different cases. And the seller says, "Look, you didn't specify. You asked for Coke. I gave you Coke, and you have to keep it." Mekotos applies, like we said, by onah. It applies by a mum. Here, there's no onah. There's no mum. It's just not what I was expecting. The shaila is, can I say mekaf tos in such a case? Right, that's the shaila. So there's famous Gemara in Baba Basra. This is the first thing that should have hit our minds. This is what Dayan Schmitz brings. I think it's not a good comparison. You can tell me at the end why not. You saw the email, right? Diet Cokes, Cokes. Okay, the case is that he ordered Coke, they delivered Diet Coke, and he wants to get his money back. Okay, the Mishnah says, sorry, the Gemara, Baba Basra Tzadi Beis, Itmar, Hamocha Shalach Adero, the Nimsa Nachlan, someone sold an ox to his friend, and it ended up that it was a goring ox. The halach is, if an ox is a muad, you have to kill it. So he's not going to be able to keep it. And by the way, they found out it was that way before the purchase. It wasn't that it all of a sudden started goring. Everyone agrees that at the time of purchase, it was really a shor nachlan. It was a goring ox. Rabba Mahareza Mekhtos, you know, it's a Mekhtos. I wanted an ox. You give me something I'm going to have to kill. I want my money back. You can tell him, look, you have to kill it, but take it to a shochet, he'll kill it, and you'll have the meat. What's the problem? Right? You have an ox. So the Gemara says like this. Why is there a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel here? The lechli, let's see what type of person bought it. If it's someone that buys oxen to shechta, and he owns a slaughterhouse, we should assume that he bought it to shech. The fact that it gores should not disqualify it. It's good for its purpose. And Iladya, if he's a farmer and he needs a cow to the plow, Liladya. So then he certainly meant to buy it for plowing. Why is there any machlokas? So the Gemara answers, he's someone that he has a farm and he has a slaughterhouse and he buys some oxen to shaft and some to plow, and he claims that he bought this one to plow. The seller says, "You didn't tell me that that's what you needed it for. It's good for meat, and the sale should be good." So then the Gemara asks, "Well, actually, dummy, let's see how much he paid for it. Obviously, an ox that's going to be used for many years for plowing is worth more than an ox that you're just going to shech and take from meat. So did he pay $3,000 for it as a plowing ox, or did he pay $300 for it as a shechting, an ox to be shechted?" So the Gemara says, "Lotzvicha di yakir bisra v'kam b'dmei radya." It's talking where there was the price of meat was inflated, an ox for meat was worth the same thing as an ox used for plowing. So then why is the obvious kasha? So then what's the dispute about? You spent $3,000 for an ox. You got an ox worth $3,000. So if you don't want it like this, so sell it to someone else, and then you, with that money, you'll buy one for plowing. So Gemara says, you're right. Nafkamina l'tirfa. Nafkamina is who has to bother with it. Who is wrong here? If the mocher is wrong in selling it, so then he's going to have to give the money back and take the ox and worry about it. And if the lokeach is right here, so then he could say, if the lokeach is wrong, so then he's stuck with it and he'll have to sell it and buy another one. Another nafkamina, which the poskim say, is if the price of meat then went down again. Right, so he wants to get rid of it now. He doesn't, the money's not, the price at the time of the sale is no raya, but right now he wants to get rid of it because it's the inflated price of meat went down now and he's stuck with something that he doesn't want. He says he wants it for plowing. So the Gemara ends up, I'm skipping a little bit, the Gemara ends up, Rabba Maharez Emekach Tos, Rav says it's a Mekach Tos, Basa Ruba Azlina. We go Basa Rov. Most people buy oxen for plowing. They don't buy oxen to eat meat. If you want meat, you go to a butcher. You don't buy an ox for meat. More people need, they're more farmers than slaughterhouses. But Shmuel says, when do we go basaro v'isura? And we're talking about Isra v'heter. We're talking about the meat came out of the 9 kosher stores and 1 trade store. You're not sure which store the meat came from. So then you go basaro and say it's a kosher piece of meat. But b'mamono lo. But we don't say rov, we don't use rov by mammon. What do we use? We use the rule, hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya. So Shmuel says, even though most people buy it for plowing, the seller, if the seller now has the money, he could say, I'm not giving you your money back because I thought you were the minority of people that buy it for shechting. And you buy sometimes for shechting, sometimes for plowing. You do buy it for shechting sometimes. So I thought that's what you were buying it for now. And even though that's a minority use, but I have the money in Hoch and the Mammon Acher Harov. Right? That's the Gemara. Let's first see the halachas of this Gemara, which is in Reish Lamed Beis and Chosh and Mishpat, and then we'll just see how those halachas play out, and then we'll see how he wants to apply it to Coke. And then we'll see in which case it should be different, because you're right that I see that difference also, but isn't going to make enough kamina in halacha. Okay, so the first part of this year, 90% of this year is going to be Shulchan Aruch, Poskim, and that's going to be clear. The last few minutes we'll say the comparison and we'll see whether we agree or not agree, so that'll be subject to discussion. We could discuss this also, but the first thing on the handout on the second side is the Shulchan Aruch Psak on this halacha. Let's read it carefully. Hamocher shor lechaveiro. Someone sold a shor to his friend. V'nimza nachon, it was found to be a nachon. Mamas ha'shayla, reish lamedeis, sif chav gimel. The last sif in the siman on mumin in a mekach. Im ein lehochiach im kone lecharisha leshchita. There's no way of proving what the buyer's intention was when he bought it, whether it was for plowing or for slaughtering. Because he's a person that buys it for both purposes. And there's also no proof in the money, right? Both of these were having this Gemara. The Gemara asks, let's see what type of person he is. Then the Gemara asks, let's see how much money he paid, right? And we said we're talking where he buys things for both purposes, and we said we're talking where the price is the same. Right? So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch starts, right? There's no way of knowing what purpose he bought this one for. And there's also no way of knowing from the money he paid what the type of ox he was looking for. And the post can point out also, or it could be that they didn't set a price. They just took it and, I'll pay you later. And now the shaila is, how much do you have to pay? The higher price or the lower price? I don't want it at all. So there's no way of knowing. Eino mekach tos sheyocholem l'shchita mechaitiv. It's not a mekach tos, because the seller could say, I sold it for shechita, and it's useful for shechita. This is a ox, can be shechted. This is a proper ox, it could be shechted. Afal pi sharov konim lecharisha. Even though, like the Gemara said, most people buy oxen to plow with. V'lo azlinen basarov, v'lo azim yadam ocher. Still, we don't go basarov to take money out of the hands of the mocher. How about the flip side? But suppose the lokeach didn't pay yet. He has the ox in his possession. He finds out that it gores, and he wants to give the ox back instead of giving the money back. Listen to the diuk here. Lo mi boyim rubam konim lecharisha. Not only if most people buy it for charisha, el afilu ki adadininu. Even if it's 50-50. Hamatzi mechavera olav araya. You hear the diuk? And didn't say rove. He said, certainly if it's most people buy for charisha, you can claim I'm not going to give you the money because I wanted it for charisha. But even if it's 50-50, why didn't he say even if most people buy for shechita, he can claim I'm from the minority that wants it for plowing and I'm not going to give you money for that, right? A clear diuk. We'll see soon. So in that case, I'm mechaveh la'avah, right? We pass on like Shmuel, right? By Yisurim. Huh? We go by Shmuel by Yisurim. He passes in Hochem B'mam and Achar HaRov. And that's why we pass him. Except over here, for some reason, the Shulchan Aruch's Medayik, it's coming really from Tours, Lashon, from the Ramah, says, Ki Adadi, if it's Ki Adadi. He doesn't say that if the Lokev's holding the money, he wins no matter what. He wins if it's 50-50. Have to see. But let's just finish Shulchan Aruch and then we'll see that Diyuk. Right now he's going on, this is really the first thing we look at. If the buyer only buys things for Charisha, right, we know that this, like the Rashbam says, the buyer is a farmer. He doesn't have a slaughterhouse. And he buys oxen for plowing in his field. But Mocher Makir, and the Mocher recognizes him. He's a customer. He knows what he buys these oxen for. Hareza Mekachtoz, then it's a Mekachtoz. Right, like the Gemara said, let's see what type of person he is. Right, so the Gemara said that we didn't know he buys for both. But if he does buy only for a charisha, so then it's a mekachtos. He could get his money back. But if he only buys for a shechita, then mistama l'shechita kana. Then mistama he bought it for a shechita, and he can't get his money back. And it's mashma that even if he didn't pay yet, he'll have to pay. And let's just finish, and then we'll see. Being who roga lignas chita charisha, suppose he buys for both. Im yesh halchacha bedamim, if there can be any proof from the money. Im nasan demeishar the charisha, if you could see from the value, the price he paid, that he was getting a higher priced ox for plowing. Omer lecharisha kano. Then we say he bought it for plowing. Babi mekaktos, it's a mekaktos. Im nasan demeishar the chita, but if the money he gave was a cheaper price for a sharp for chita, then omer lechita kano. We say he bought it for shechita, and he'll have to pay. He won't get his money back. This is the way I look at the sugya. I think this is an easy way to hear it. Okay, the case is he bought the ox, and he finds out it's goring, and he says he wanted it for plowing. The seller says it's a fine ox for shechting. Right. So what do you do? So there's three steps. The first step you see is what type of person is it? Can you see from the type of person? Is he a type of person who buys for, is he a farmer or is he a butcher? So you see what type of person he is. Once you decide that, then nothing else makes a difference. If he is someone who buys oxen for plowing, even if he already paid his money, and even if most people buy oxen for shechting, we know that he planned on buying it for plowing. And even though everything else is going against him, he wins. And even if the money he paid was the money for a shechita, he might be a shayla l'noah, but he wins no matter what. What happens if you don't know what he is? Because he buys sometimes for this, sometimes for that. So then you have a second possible test. The second test you can do is look at the money. Was the money the value of a shechita shar, or was the money the value of a plowing shar? That's the second test. If the first test fails, you try the second test. And this is the Meduig and the Bach, the Tour. They say that even if the price was one price or the other, the first test overrides that second test. In other words, if we know that he buys only for... He's a farmer. He buys for plowing.
Is that also using right?
No. You only need Rowan. You have a Shiloh. There's no Shiloh here.
Why is there a Shiloh?
Because he buys only for plowing. When he says, I want a Shar... He means a shar for plowing, and the seller knows it. That was part of what the Mechaber said. Right? There's no Shaila. You only need Rov when you have a Shaila. So there are two ways of avoiding the Shaila. The first way is see what type of person he is. If that fails, test number two is look at the money. Now, both of those tests fail, and that's not much the way the Gemara said. The Gemara first said, let's see what type of person he is. He's both. The Gemara says, let's see the money. The money's the same. And then the Gemara went into Rov and not Rov. Okay, so that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens it. When those tests fail, so then we go by the rule of Ein Holchin B'Mamon Achar HaRov, and whoever's holding the money wins. Right? That's the simple framework. But in each of those frameworks, each of those lines of the framework, we have something to discuss. Right? The first thing we have to discuss is that first proof. The first test we said is see what type of person he is. Right? What type of person is he? So what's the svara? So the Nemuka Yosef, I have on handout brings. So the Nemuka Yosef and the Gemara in Baba Basra. Mashma, the Hechad Makira Shehu Lokeyach Lahachi. What's the svara? The svara is because the seller knows that this person buys oxen for this purpose. Lahachi O Lahachi. So Havi Leiki Lepirsha Behadias, like he stipulated it beferish. And the seller is obligated to give him the one that he always buys. If not, it's a mekach toz. Right? So it's a clear halacha. Nothing to do that there's a mum, that's the wrong price. If you know what I always buy, so you should know that give me that type of shar. No other cheshbon makes a difference. If you don't give me what I wanted, what I always get, it won't make a difference. In our Coke shayla, if I look like the type of person that always buys Diet Coke, and you know that I always buy Diet Coke, you can tell that I always buy that type, and I order Coke and you give me regular Coke, so that's the end of the shayla. Right? Because you could look at me and see that I need Diet Coke, and I always buy, he's Makiro, you recognize me. Or it's not on the phone, that you never saw me before. You see me walking in, and I need Diet Coke. And that's what I always order. It's not that I have some sickness or something, that I always get the regular anyway. And I always order it, and I ordered it again, and you gave me the wrong one, there's nothing to talk about. That's what the Nemuka Yosef says.
Right, so that's
so the rush in Baba Kam is mashma, that's enough, but the poskim in Baba Basra, as the Mukhi Yosef here is saying, that it's the seller, that's what he's saying, the seller has to recognize, when the seller recognizes that this is what he's buying it for, if the seller gives anything else, so then it's not good, then it's a mekach toz, right, that's what he's saying. Pisi Choshen says that that's much what he says over there. He says that if it's only if he knows him. If he doesn't, if the mocher doesn't know the lokeach's habits, so then right he just didn't know. So then he could say I sold it for shechita. Right? The fact that he's remember saying what you're saying. The fact that I have five friends and everyone knows that this is what I buy. Everyone knows that I have a farm. You walked in, the first guy he never saw you before, and you're buying an ox. He could say, look, I thought you wanted it for shechita. It's a good ox for shechita.
The
fact...
The title on the seller.
Right. If the seller knows, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. He says... Right? The lokeach buys for chavisha and the mocher recognizes him. Right? If he doesn't know him, right, I called up and ordered it from a store. They have a sale, and I said, he sent me Coke, and they never met me.
Yeah, I question what happened on the first line, where
well, kegon, because he buys for both. That's because he buys for both. Right, that's clear. Here we're talking when there's a way to be mochia. We can tell from this person's habits what type he wants. So, even there, the poskim are saying, right, it's meduig in the Shulchan Aruch, and Pitzchichoshin says that way, the Mukhi Yosef certainly clearly saying that way. There might be something different in Bava Metzia, but in Bava Basra, in the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskin did, it's that the Mocher has to know, and that's why he loses, because you should know when I'm walking in, and this is what I always buy, this is what I want. Okay, now, if that test fails, we said, then you look at the money. Now, the Achron and the Rishonim also asked Akasha that there's another Sugi in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, if someone goes and says, I want a tzemet, I want a yoke. A yoke is a machine that holds two cows. So, he gets the yoke, and he says, I wanted the yoke with the two cows with it. And the seller says, you said a yoke, I gave you a yoke. So machlokes in the Gemara. One man in Tanoim, one time it says, we see, look at the price. The price of a yoke is much less than the price of a yoke and two cows. So let the money be a proof of whether the sale meant just be the yoke or the yoke with the cows. The Chachamim they'll hold, and the way we pass it is that ain't a banim raya. The money is not a raya. You can't go by that because he wanted the yoke, and that's what he paid for it. You can't go by the money. It's no raya. So they ask, why over here is the money a raya? Right? Do you hear a difference between the two cases? Right? If he orders a yoke, the fact that he paid the value of a yoke and two cows is no raya that the two cows should come with it. But if he orders a shar, the fact that he gave money for a plowing shar, a plowing ox, is proof that that's what he meant to buy. So stira in halacha lechara. What's the difference between the two? Right, that's what the Sma says. Well, we're saying that there is enough of a difference to make a difference. So the Sma says what Dovi is saying, that if I say tzemed, the word tzemed means a yoke. For me to prove that, well, with the yoke I mean what goes with it also, that's not enough of a raya. The fact that you gave that money, that's no proof. To change my words to mean something that I didn't say, that's not a raya. But if I say I want a shar, and there are two types of oxen, and both could fit into that definition of an ox, so the fact that I gave money for I gave a lot of money, that shows that when I said ox, I meant a plowing ox. Right? That's what the Sma says. Pesachei Choshen says an interesting nachgemina based on that. He says, if you look at the Gemara, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, we said that if you can't tell what type of person he is because he buys for this and for this, so then the money's a raya. The money could be a raya. But suppose you don't know what the person buys because this is the first time he ever bought an ox. Right? He never went into bought an ox before, and he never bought soda before. This is his first time buying it. So then, the Pesachei Choshen says it could be that the money won't be a raya anymore because this is his first time. As he buys an ox for plowing, ox to him means both things. Ox to him means plowing, and ox means slaughtering, because he does both. So the money will prove which type of ox he meant when he bought it. But if he never bought an ox before, so if he really meant he wanted an ox for plowing and he paid less, so that money won't take out in his words from being a plowing ox. Okay, so those were the first two tests. The first test is see what type of person he is, and there we say that the mocher has to see it. The second test, we're saying the way the Pesachei Choshen is saying, is where he's a person that buys both types, not that he buys neither, and this is his first sale. If he's someone that buys both types of shor, so then the money could be a proof. Now, what do you do if the money is the same? It's the same price. The cokes are the same price. And what do you do if you don't know what he wants this time? Sometimes he orders diet, sometimes he orders regular. Sometimes he buys, he has a farm, he has a slaughterhouse, he buys oxen for both purposes. So then we say, whoever's holding the money wins. Motzi mechaveil of araya, and you don't use rov to be motzi money. But we had that diuk. We had the diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch spoke differently when the mocher is holding the money than when the buyer is holding the money. When the seller is holding the money, the Shulchan Aruch said, even though the Rov tells us that this person wanted an ox for plowing, he's not forced to give back the money because he can say, I sold it to you for shechting, and it's a good ox for shechting. When it came to the Lokeach, the Shulchan Aruch said that not only if the Lokeach is supported by the fact that most people buy for Radya, but even if it's 50-50, he wins. Mashma, and this is what the Prisha is Medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, and he's Medayik in the Torah. The Prisha is Medayik that if the buyer is the one holding the money, so then if there's a rove going against him, if most people really do buy oxen for a shechita, and he also buys it for shechita sometimes, so then he's going to have to pay for it. We'll take the money out of his hands. What's the svara? Why should there be a difference? I mean, it's paradigm. Why should there be a difference between the mocher and the lokeach? In fact, the nesivus brings the priest and says it's a mistake. It's tamur miyod. How can you say a chilek? The gemara's mashma. You don't go by bamanacha or rov. What should be a difference whether the mocher is holding it or the lokeach is holding it? So the Prisha in the Aruch HaShulchan says a similar pshat. He's saying pshat in the Prisha. He says there's a difference between the lokeach and the mocher. If the mocher is holding the money, everything is done. The mocher gave the lokeach the ox. The lokeach gave the mocher the money. I mean, that's like a deal is done already. Everything's finished. Connected that, and together with that, he's holding the money. So you want to say, use a rove to not only take money out of the mocher, but also to undo a completely finished deal, so that we can't use a rove for. But if the lokeach didn't pay yet, so that even though officially the kinyan's finished, but he didn't pay yet, so over there, if there's a rove going against him, even though he's holding the money, since the deal isn't finished, that's not enough to allow him to hold the money. He'll have to give it up. I mean, Ulam Mishpat says a different svar. He says a little bit, maybe it's easier to hear. He says, it's a really different svara, but it might be easier to hear. He says, if the mocher is holding the money and the lokeach is holding the ox, so then you can't force the mocher to give up his money with a rove. Ain't holding the woman off a rove. But the lokeach, if he's holding the money, he's also holding the ox. He has everything. He has the ox, he has the money. He has to give something back to the mocher. So over there, we'll say, look, once he has to give back something, he might as well give back the money, because the rove says that really it was a good sale. Really, rove people buy it for shechita, and he should have to give it. So that's the Ulam HaMishpat's svara. So it's most poskim seem to, even though the Nesivis disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, most poskim take the Shulchan Aruch's diuk at face value, and they do make the difference between a mocher and a lokeach. Rabbi Spitz doesn't make that chiluk. I don't know why. He just assumes that we go by rove both times, like the Nesivis, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Prisha, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ulam HaMishpat, they all seem to be saying that it does make a difference who's holding the money, right? So it would seem that should be the halacha. So just to review the way it should happen, let's review first the way it happens with the shard, the Shulchan Aruch Pesachim, and then we'll see how it should apply to our case, right? So once again, he buys the ox, he finds out it's goring, which means it has to be shechted. He can't use it for anything other than to kill it and use it for meat. So the first thing we have to do, we have two tests we have to take first. First, let's see, can we see what type of person he is? Does he have farms? Does he have slaughterhouses? If we can see what type of person he is, and the mocher knows what type of person he is, so then every other shaila is out the window. The mocher will lose under all conditions if we can tell that this person always buys for plowing. He should get a plowing ox, because, and anything less than that is a mekach tos. If we could see that he's someone who always buys oxen for shechting, and now he says, I wanted it for radio, even though he has the money, even though there might be a rope, he has to pay for the money, he has to pay it, because that's the first test. When that test fails, because he's someone that buys things for both purposes, so then we could look at the money. Can the money prove one way or another which one he bought it for? If the price of both is the same, so then we say, all of a raya. Right? Even though there's a rove, if the mocher is holding the money, even there's a rove against him, he can keep the money. If the lokeach is holding the money, certainly if there's a rove with him, and even if it's 50-50, he can keep the money. If there's a rove against him, so then we have this machlokus apostol and sivus or chashulchan, whether the rove is strong enough at least to take the money from him to be mekayim the mekach. By the way, if it's meat, at the end there's a Kesef Kedoshim says if it's something that's a really very small minority, you buy meat and then you find out that it wasn't salted, so now it doesn't mean it's tripe, it just means you can only use it for roasting, you can't use it for tzli, you can't use it anymore for bishul. So the seller can't tell you, well, I thought you were buying it for bishul, because ruba de ruba people buy meat to be able to use in all ways and not just to buy for tzli. So then you don't say ein holchem v'mam menacharot, that doesn't apply over here. Okay, so to our case, the case of the coke, we would say like this. First, let's see what type of person he is. If we can tell that he's a person, if the mocher should have known that this is a person that always orders diet coke and that's what he meant here, so then he would have to exchange it, he would have to give it back. If you can tell, we can tell that he buys regular, so then he has no claims against the mocher to exchange it. if he buys sometimes this, sometimes that, he buys for his family. Some people drink regular, sometimes they drink diet. So then you can check the money, right? There was, if there was a sale on dafka this type and not on the other, so then see what the price to pay was. That'll be a proof also. When that fails, the price was the same, as often is the case, so then did he pay it or not? If the he already paid and the mocher has the money, so even if most people buy Diet Coke, it's a city where everyone's on diets and they all buy Diet Coke, it doesn't make a difference because he's holding the money. If the lokeach is holding the money and the Cokes, so then if most people buy Diet Cokes, he certainly wins. If it's 50-50, he also wins. If most people buy regular Coke, so then it could be that he'll lose the case, because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the rove is strong enough when the lokeach is holding the money to be mosi mamon, and he'll lose the case in such a situation. Now, the difference I would hear, and this is where we said in the beginning that there might be a difference, when there's nothing intrinsically wrong with Diet Coke or regular Coke. There is something intrinsically wrong with a shor that's a nakhon. You just say, well, for your uses, it's okay. You know, for your use, you can use this buser, just roast it. So we said, if there would be a case where the lokeach's holding the money, right? He's holding the money. So we say, he can say, even if there's a rov against me, or at least 50-50, he could say, this mum bothers me, I want my money back. Right? I want my money back, this is a mum, I wanted it for plowing, even though I could use it for shechita, that's not what I wanted it for. And this is a defective merchandise, I want it back. But let's think about the case by the Coke. Right? He's holding the money, he has the Coke, and he says, I want the Diet Coke, and this Coke is regular Coke, it's not what I wanted. So, and he's holding the money. And I could hear that the seller could say, look, you ordered Coke, I gave you Coke, and maybe you should have specified which one you wanted, because there's nothing intrinsically wrong here with it. So the only thing you're saying, it's not what you wanted, but if it's such a difference to you, and a lot of times people leave it up to the seller. There's such a svara in the poskim that you leave it up to the seller. Like, the buyer himself's not sure what he wants. I was just buying svara on the phone the other day, and so he told me about, there's this safer, and I wasn't sure whether I wanted it or not. So, and he didn't ask me, do you want it or not? So if he sends it to me, fine. If he doesn't, fine also. I'm leaving it up to the mocher. Right, so you order Cokes, you don't really care. This one, he says to me, this one, will I be in the mood for a diet or not? He'll, you know, if he sends it to me, fine, I'll lose some pounds. If not, fine, I'll like it better. Right, so now to make up a story that you don't want it because you want it that tight, maybe you can't go so far, especially if, like the Nasir was that rove people say it. Hanu Shulchan Aruch only says it. That's the simon that it's in. Well, the Shulchan Aruch said, the Sogir, the Shulchan Aruch, and is the whole simon is a simon about mumen. And you're right, in alfa mumen acharov, but that doesn't mean if I sell you something and you add a specification that most people want, right? You have someone put in your sink in your kitchen, and most people want garbage disposals, but you didn't specify you wanted it. And, you know, unless it's a industry standard, say. Something that's not industry, most people want, you know, this type of headlights on their cars, and you didn't specify. If it's not an industry standard, so you have to specify if you want that type. And, you know, there's a certain brand that everyone's getting. You didn't specify you want that brand, and this brand is just as good officially. So maybe in such a case, it's not a mum. Maybe there you can't hold on to it. You can't hold on to the money. That's just a, you know, it's Dain Spitz holds it the same. Maybe though we could be mechaled. In this, yeah, you're right. But I'm saying that doesn't mean, like we said, by Ruba, by miut to miut, you certainly would go baser rov there, right? It doesn't give you a blank check to then go say all these demands after the sale's already done, and well, I'm holding the money, then let's see what else I can get from him, and he can, because I can say I went to this and this and this. Yeah, but there has to be some line where we draw and say, this is what's normal. I fulfilled what you asked me to get for you. You can't give me, you wanted blue and now it's green. It's the same value, right? The blue can or the green can, the blue radio or the green radio. right? He didn't tell me what kind of radio. I delivered you a radio, and I said, oh, I meant I wanted green. And most people do take green, but you didn't tell me, and I had blue, so I gave you blue.